You bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The number again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is for free. That again, freetalklive.com. Now then, I said we were going to get to this story, so better do it now before the calls continue to roll in. 24-year-old Indiana University Bloomington doctoral student Christopher Soghoian. Soghoian? Anyway, he is the guy who created a website that enables anybody with a computer to make fake boarding passes good enough to get past security at an airport, but not actually getting onto an airplane. Did you hear about this guy?
No, I didn't hear anything about this.
ABC News did a story on him about a week ago, I guess, maybe a little more than that. And I spotted the story and I thought, that's pretty interesting, but nothing's really happening. And the story was originally about this guy, Mr. Soghoian, who had created this website, and that you could print out fake boarding passes. I thought, interesting story, but there's not really any meat there. Well, now there's some meat. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, the FBI raided his home and confiscated his computer and other belongings just a day after Representative Edward Markey from Massachusetts called for his arrest. The raid marked his second visit from federal agents in just 2 days. He wrote in his blog, quote, I came back today to find the glass on the front door smashed. Inside is a rather ransacked home, a search warrant taped to my kitchen table, a total absence of computers and various other important things. I have no idea what time they actually performed the search, but the warrant was approved at 2 a.m. I'm sincerely glad I wasn't in bed when they raided the house. That would have been even more scary. Indeed.
I would have to say so.
According to his blog, the boarding pass generator website had been shut down as of Friday evening, though no charges have been filed yet. A spokeswoman for the FBI, Special Bureaucrat Wendy Osborne, confirmed that the Bureau was working with a joint investigation on Soghoian with the Transportation Security Administration. Advised not to comment further by his attorney, the clearly shaken computer security student, who last week called his actions a public service in an interview with ABCNews.com, is now hearing a swelling chorus of both support and condemnation for what he's done. So, he created this website to point out how lousy the security is at our airports.
Right.
To point out, as he put it, and it doesn't, I don't think his quote's in this story, but
when the Fibbies send somebody through their site, they send some bureaucrat, a special, mm-hmm. special man, through that to prove that the TSA can't find crap, and they can't.
Nope.
75%
sometimes
of the time.
Sometimes it's 100%.
Yeah, sometimes it's as low. I'm trying to give them a little credit. But 75% of the time, they don't find bombs.
Mm.
I'm not talking about nail clippers. They'll find your lighter, well, half the time.
I think it's bomb-making materials in some cases, but nonetheless.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever it is. Sometimes
things
it's
they're
bombs.
Supposed to find.
Sometimes it's handguns.
Right.
You know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They don't find it 75% of the time. Well, when they when the bureaucrats prove that this is what's done, then it's just fine and dandy. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put it down in little reports and nobody cares. But when a citizen points out one of the problems, it's a real issue.
It's time to raid his house. Soghoian gets praise from supporters on the Facebook website that he's created to help raise money for his legal defense fund. His school has informed him that it will not cover his legal fees or provide him with an attorney. Even Markey has done an about-face after learning the young man was studying computer security and created the fake boarding pass generator to expose a frightening loophole in national security. Markey, I'm not sure who this is. I guess it was the
school bureaucrat.
Markey was the Representative Edward Markey from Massachusetts, the guy who called for his arrest. He wrote, "Under the circumstances, any legal consequences for the student must take into account his intent to perform a public service to publicize a problem as a way of getting it fixed. He picked a lousy way of doing it, but he should not go to jail for his bad judgment. Better yet, the Department of Homeland Security should put him to work showing public officials how easily our security can be compromised." So he's sort of changed his tune ever since he was calling for his arrest. The website prompted another senator to call on the Senate to act swiftly on a bill he introduced making the use of fake travel documents a crime. Schumer laid out a similar scenario to one Soghoian played out that could end with a terrorist on an airplane. And it goes on here. So apparently Sakoyan said that one of the things he had that had prompted him to make the site was that he wanted to show people who aren't perhaps as technologically savvy how easy making a fake boarding pass could be. But while he stirred the pot by writing the program, he also has some suggestions for how to improve what he thinks is a broken system. And so he says the easiest solution is to give the TSA the means to check the validity of boarding passes at the security gate. Give them a computer and a scanner and let them check the boarding passes themselves. So he's honestly trying to help out the TSA here. He's got some security suggestions as far as, if the TSA looks at this fake boarding pass, they don't know the difference. And I guess the idea is that somebody could give the fake boarding pass to the security people. Of course, they'd still be slipping through the actual security, and then they could get up to the gate and, I don't know, blow up a bomb there.
I don't know why you would want to do that.
Because the fake boarding pass isn't going to scan in when you hand it to the guy at the gate.
Right.
So you're going to be stopped at that point. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. What do you think should happen to this young man? He's 24 years old. Wrote a program, put it up on the website. Anybody could come to the website and print themselves out a fake boarding pass. Should he be brought up on charges? What should the appropriate punishment be, if anything? Or is he a national hero for pointing out the flaw in the system? Should the FBI apologize to him for raiding his house and taking all of his crap and destroying his home, essentially? Because you and I both know, Mark, from all the stories we've read over time, when the police search your house or your vehicle, they trash the place.
Not every time. Sometimes they do these sneak and peeks where they just come in and they look for selected stuff and they're very careful.
This wasn't a sneak and peek.
No.
They smashed the glass to come in.
Yeah, but they messed it up.
Which, you know, don't you think the FBI... I mean, doesn't the FBI have access to a lockpick set? Do we really have to smash people's glass and destroy things? They just love doing that stuff, don't they? They just love to break stuff.
They could care less whether it's you who owns the place or your landlord, you know. So what?
So anyway, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231, what should happen to the guy that created the fake boarding pass system? I say they let him go. Now, there haven't actually been any charges.
What did he do?
I don't know.
I mean, what kind of security has been compromised?
Obviously, they don't think obviously, they aren't sure if he's done anything yet. They haven't filed charges.
He's always allowed, even the most nefarious of people that might have gotten on his website and printed out one of these things, the very, very worst is to move from the, the ticket purchasing area to the terminal. It's no more dangerous than that person being in a mall.
Let's go to the phones. To the phone, you take control of the airwaves. Dave in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Marr.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Dave.
What's up?
I just want to tell you right off the get-go, I love your show. I've been listening to your show for almost a year. Y'all
Thanks.
Are the best.
Thanks, sir.
All right, a couple questions I wanted to have about, the taxes and IRS and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But right off the get-go, I want to say about the racist guy that was on last night.
Yeah.
If he wants to be really racist, he should hate everybody equally. Not just by the color of their skin or their religion. He should hate everybody equally.
Now, why would that make him racist?
Well, he'd just be true racist. He wouldn't just be singling out the black man or the Mexican or whatever. He could just hate everybody.
Okay.
I mean, that's just logical. I mean, if you want to be a real racist, just hate everybody equally.
Fair enough.
All right. And I was been doing a lot of research on the IRS and stuff like that, and I am really having a hard time in trying to figure out, is there a law to file an income tax?
Man.
Well, that's a great question. In fact, the We the People organization has been asking that question for a long time, years and years, and they've been asking it of the IRS. They've been asking it of elected representatives. They've asked it of pretty much everybody they could possibly think of in government at the federal level to ask. And the answer has been a resounding, that's been the answer. No answer. They haven't been talking about it. They won't answer the question. It's a simple question. Where's the law that requires Americans to file? Oh, there's a law. It's obvious. Look, Americans are filing. There must be a law. That's, in some cases, that has been their answer. No, that's not evidence of a law. The fact that people are filing tax returns is not evidence that there is actually a law. So there has been no answer, and they continue to ask the questions, and they're going to do it again, actually, within a few days from now. They've got a guy who's going to get dressed up like V for Vendetta, and he's going to go around Washington, D.C., and once again deliver petitions to these offices and ask that particular question. They're going to gather for the answer on November 14th, I think 100 people, all dressed up like V for Vendetta, in order to demand a response yet again. And I expect they'll hear a resounding silence. Now, I think you had another question, so hang on. We'll come back to you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, Mark, you've got an email from somebody that's been in a bit of a at-work conflict over liberty. Come up with more. Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The number 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is for free, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the site for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, speaking of the Free State, Mark, you know, I was out today at the weekly IRS protest, which is just, it's still stunning to me, even though it's now it seems normal, because back when we lived in Florida, there was a once-a-year IRS protest, and it consisted of me. And now and then I get somebody else to show up, like I think Torgo did it with me about a year ago, and then there might have been one other person in the past. But this, up here in New Hampshire, the soon-to-be Free State, it's a weekly protest, and there's more than just me. In fact, today there was 9 people there.
Wow.
Holding anti-tax signs. And speaking of anti-tax and the IRS, we go back to Dave in North Carolina. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Dave, you had asked the question about, is there a law that requires Americans to pay income tax? And even though the government refuses to answer the question, refuses to point out the law, I still find it interesting that people are concerned with whether or not there is one. Because really, if the government did come back and say, well, Dave, it's right here, section 159.273B, here's the law. Well, so what? It's still just words on a piece of paper. How is it that your law creates an obligation on me to pay an income tax? How about that one?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, in the Declaration of Independence, I believe one of the defining points of that piece of paper said that they imposed taxes without our consent.
Meaning the British government.
Right. And I mean, if they wanted to go as far as putting that into the Declaration of Independence to say, hey, look, you're taxing us. We didn't give you consent to tax us. We're not going to pay these taxes. If you come back over here, we're just going to kick your butt.
And they essentially made it clear that governments, good governments supposedly, are created by the consent of the governed. Therefore, the governed must consent to what the government is doing.
Right.
If we don't give our consent, then it's illegal.
All right.
And well, I don't consent to be taxed. Now, did you have another question?
Well, see, then you get back to the IRS and whenever it was founded. All right. See, my grandfather said it was founded somewhere around 1932.
I think it was 1913, wasn't it, Mark? 1913?
What,
for the IRS?
Sorry, IRS 1913.
1913.
Sounds right.
Okay. All right. Well, if it was founded in 1913 by the House of Congress or whoever passed it to set them up and to do whatever they got to do, does it then make it their policy to institute the actual law that you have to pay? In other words, it may not be a law itself to where you have to pay the income tax, but would it be like maybe mandated in their policies to where, okay, we're now set up, we're the IRS, we're going to require, it's now our policy, we require every American citizen to file an income tax. It's
a regulation is what you're saying.
Right.
Can the IRS create a regulation?
The IRS, not necessarily a law, but a regulation.
Yeah.
Right? And even so, I'm all against big government. I could do a lot less with government.
Yeah.
All right, here's the thing. It's a tax. You go to work every week. You're going to get state tax took out of you, federal tax took out of you, Social Security, whatever taxes they're going to take out of you. All right? Now, here's the deal with the whole thing. I say if they're going to take it out of us, they take it out of us. Don't cry and complain about it, but don't file your income tax. Because the only thing that you're going to do by filing any income tax is you're looking for that big government handout back to you. I mean, you're supposed to be paying the taxes in to pay off the national deficit. In other words, we're supposed to be loaning our money to the government to pay the national deficit. At the end of the year, we're supposed to get some kind of refund on the monies that we gave them. All right? If you really want to be true patriotic citizens, you give them the income tax. You don't file an income tax at the end of the year. What money they've taken out from you, they got. And if they want any more, too bad. You should have got what you wanted when I was working.
Interesting point, Dave.
You already see me coming and going. I mean, I got to pay sales tax. I got to pay
gas tax.
Right,
because by filling out their paperwork, you're essentially consenting to the slave system. You're essentially saying, yeah, okay, you've got my money. I'll jump through these hoops in order to get it back from you. It's an interesting approach. I don't know how many people will actually take it because so many people are living hand to mouth. They need every single solitary dollar they can get. Dave, thank you for the suggestion and the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Any reflections on that, Mark?
I don't believe in giving the government any dollar that you absolutely have to give them. Those are the only ones that I would give them.
I agree. And the best solution, of course, would be to actually get business owners in America somehow give them the courage that they need in order to stop withholding. Because if the business owners weren't complicit in the entire scheme to begin with, then the IRS would have a much more difficult time getting the money out of people's hands. In that if a business owner were to say, F you, IRS, I'm going to pay my employees what they're worth, they're going to get their entire paychecks, and if you want to get money, then you should go after it yourself. I am no longer your slave. I am no longer going to be withholding and doing your job for you, because if it's your job to collect revenue, then you do your job,
yeah.
Not me.
Collect some revenue.
Yep.
Get out there.
I just wish more business owners had that courage. Let's talk to Francisco in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Francisco in New Jersey going once.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, today I was in school and I wanted to let you know what happened to me today.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I was talking to one of the new teachers at school. His name is Mr. Showers. And I was explaining my...
I hope his first name isn't Golden.
No.
All right.
I was explaining my political views, and as another teacher walked by, my English teacher, the one who knows most of my political views, he said, by the end of this year, I'm going to change his views. And my teacher laughed and said, ha, I've been trying to do that for 2 years. And Mr. Showers said, well, it's our job to make them have the right opinion.
Holy crap.
Wow. Right in front of you, he said this.
Yeah.
Did you have any? Did you have a response?
No, I wanted to stay quiet because it amazed me so much that he thought that it was his job to make me think like they want me.
Wow, how brazen!
You think a private school teacher thinks like that?
No,
I don't either.
Unbelievable. Well, let us know.
I think they wouldn't even tread on in that area.
As you continue to, I think a private school teacher would maybe want to influence their kids, but at the same time, I think there'd be plenty of them that would want them to choose on their own what their belief system
is. Certainly, even if they did want to influence, I mean, I suppose everybody wants to do a certain amount of influencing, they wouldn't have the hubris to just come out and say, I'm gonna make him have the political beliefs I want him to have, because nobody can do anything to me.
So now, what's this guy teach? What's his gig?
He is a history teacher.
Of course. Well, then this should be a very interesting remainder of the year then for you in his class, right?
Oh, yeah. I have him next marking period.
I'm sure you're going to be sharing some stories with us. Anything else, Francisco?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I love the glimpses that we get into the school system these days, Mark, because it's been so long since you and I have been in high school. You much longer than I, but nonetheless.
Oh, yeah. I'm so old.
Well, you're almost a decade older than me.
Almost.
All right. You take control, 800-259-9231. Mark, you've got an email from somebody that's had a bit of a at-work confrontation, as I understand it, about libertarianism and freedom, and we're going to get to that coming up in your calls as well. You bring up what you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. So take control at 800-259-9231. That again, 1-800-259-9231.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature. For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products,
ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give away all the features there, including the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of the site. Over 850 pages created by listeners like you. Wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun amplifier line in Jesse in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, I was listening to the podcast from the Monday edition,
yes.
And the argument was made about privatizing schools, and a lot of socialists seem to say that things would be unequal if schools were privatized.
Yeah, they're concerned. And they're concerned that if we get rid of government schools, that a bunch of poor people will be without school.
Not without necessarily, but educated unequally.
Okay.
Right, and I think that argument is just completely ridiculous, because you look at the inequality in the schools today, and I went to school at Booker in Newtown, and the difference in the amount of funding we got there compared to, say, Riverview in South Sarasota was just amazing.
You mean it was less or more?
Less.
Now, didn't you guys, I happen to know which high school you're talking about, because we're from the same town. Now, didn't Booker get all kinds of money for its visual arts programs, but it didn't get money for, like, the English or the history classes, because that's where, you know, it's an inner city school, but it's a school that specializes in AV, right?
Exactly. Well, we specialize in VPA, and the thing that happened was most of the people who were in the VPA program were from other parts of Sarasota. A lot of kids were from South Sarasota, even from Port Charlotte.
Right.
So those programs...
VPA being Visual Performing Arts.
Right, right.
Okay.
So those programs got more funding than, like Mark said, the educational programs. And it just seems like the inequality right now in public schools seems so rampant between inner city schools and suburban schools.
Yeah, how could it get worse, right?
Exactly.
In fact, it couldn't get worse. The reason why it couldn't get worse is because if you turned it over to the marketplace, consumers will demand better. Consumers will demand the best education for the dollar, and that's what they'll get. Just like that's what they get in the computer world and other low regulation industries.
Exactly. And in education, I mean, I know a lot of low income families, and I am from a lower middle class family, and they're much more frugal with their dollars. And it seems like they would demand better schools than the higher class people because they would just throw money at their child's education.
Mm.
Whereas people from an inner city background would demand a good education for the lowest amount of money.
Well, I think that perhaps we could use as an analogy cars. For instance, you know, everybody pretty much in America wants or needs a car, right?
Sure.
Now you can get a car for $10,000, or you can get a car for $100,000, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can buy a Beamer for, I think the new 6 Series BMW is like $80,000, which I would like to have.
Save your money.
But, I mean, and you could get a quality used car for even less than, but I'm just talking about new cars in general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you can get a car that has 4 wheels, a steering wheel, a radio, an air conditioner, and will go 85 miles an hour for really low-end price. I don't know, maybe 12,
you're talking
14.
Brand new? I mean, those Kias are less than 10.
Are they less than 10?
I've seen Kias that are like 8 or 9.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked in this.
I haven't really,
particular
for sure,
arena.
But I think so.
I don't know how long that car will last, but essentially, you can get
100,000-mile warranties.
A quality car cheaply.
No. Also, look at the backing. I mean, I'm not a fan of Kia. I'm not sure if their cars are any good or anything like that. But they do have like a 100,000-mile warranty on them.
Yeah.
So even though it's cheap, they're still standing behind their product. And similarly, in the education world, there's going to be affordable educations, but they're going to be stood behind by the companies and the private agencies that are providing them. Because if they aren't delivering results, they won't get customers. It's so simple, isn't it, Jesse?
Yeah, and the other thing I find really sinister about the government schooling process is, unlike, say, grocery stores, where if you live in Newtown, you don't want to go to the Winn-Dixie on 41, you can go to the really nice Publix 10 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
But in a public school system, if you don't want to send your kid to Booker for academics, you have no choice.
Yep, that's true.
And,
you know, I used to shop at that Winn-Dixie, and I take umbrage. You know, it was right on my way home. I didn't really care how clean the floor was. They had good quality meats. They had good quality milk. It was fine. And they had all the beer I could possibly want.
Jesse, any other thoughts for us?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Nice to hear from Jesse.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Now we're up here in New Hampshire where there's a 24-hour grocery store.
Very nice.
Darn
very,
cool.
Very nice price chopper.
All right. So let's go to the email box, Mark. You've got one from somebody who's had a bit of an at-work confrontation with what I presume is to be a coworker, perhaps a boss. What's going on here?
From Tim in Ohio. Hi, Mark. I've been listening to FTL since April, and the show opened my eyes to the fact that I did, indeed, have an alternate viewpoint that didn't involve a Democrat or a Republican. It's been invigorating and made me into my own little soapbox, walking around and trying to educate everyone I can about the message of freedom, liberty, and self-responsibility. Obviously, I've met some severe opposition that mirrors the normal complaints, i.e. homeless people dying in the streets, no one carrying
heroin vending machines!
No one caring enough to give to private charities and felons with guns.
Right.
And
what about the roads?
And so what if felons have guns, by the way? I mean,
yeah.
I think that the
violent felons are going to get guns anyway, and the felons that have been reformed and want to turn their lives around might want to get guns
to protect themselves
or their families. There's nothing wrong with
that. It's just ridiculous. Normal people at least listen and think to some of the libertarian ideas that are great, but they have but there are always that one issue that they just can't get over.
Sure.
My main reason for this email, though, is the other people who can't listen to a thing you say no matter how much common sense I throw at them.
Mm.
I work third shift with a Republican hunter, and he can't go a day without arguing about something politically. His line of logic is that if something's illegal, you shouldn't do it.
Oh, boy.
In most cases, I think that's a true line of logic, but I think that we should
totally
also
disagree.
Fight against bad laws.
I think you should make determinations as to what is right and wrong and follow your morality, not the law.
Gotcha. He admits that marijuana does no harm to the user, but because it's illegal, you shouldn't use it. And if I mention that we should legalize it, the only answer is the government makes too much money on it, so we can't legalize it, or they'll lose money. So I suppose it makes
the government makes money on it?
Well, I'm
meaning they take some of their general funds and give them to the DEA? Is that what he means by the government makes money on marijuana?
Well, there's the fines that the marijuana...
Forfeitures, I suppose.
Forfeitures.
Yeah.
Tax dollars that they can take.
Court costs.
Based on the fact that they, you know, we have so many people in prison.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I suppose that if it makes your government smaller, it must be bad. That's sort of the line of reasoning that must be going along with that. He also uses the logic of Muslim fundamentalists want you dead for being an American, so we should shoot first and ask questions later. He's thinking about this real hard. He's also a member of the NRA, but he's all for gun control. No, we can't let people have guns because felons would have guns. But if they said guns are illegal tomorrow, he would obediently give up his guns in a heartbeat.
I bet he would.
He also
I wonder if he actually said that. I mean, I wonder if he's just sort of... I think the emailer's sort of combining two of the things he might have said over time, like follow the law and follow the law. But I don't know. If you really like guns and you're a member of the NRA, would you really give up your guns? Maybe.
Crazy to me. He also said libertarians have no real choice in the elections because there's a reason this is called a bipartisan government. I guess bipartisan means mindless sheep. You know, they call it bipartisan because there are only two choices. Mm-hmm. It'd be tripartisan if there were three choices.
Sure.
I mean, it's not like because they've used the term bipartisan so much that that's what we've got.
Right.
We have a bicameral House or, a bicameral Congress, but that doesn't...
That means there's a Senate and a House.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
I mean, that's not bipartisan. Bipartisan means there's two parties. Well, yeah, there's two parties. But if there was a third, then it would be three parties.
Right. Well, it's clear the propaganda has worked magic on this guy.
It really has.
Repeat it over and over again, and it will become the truth.
Then there's the fact that he uses the Bill of Rights to justify him having guns, but says that the freedom of speech doesn't mean that you can say what you want. His logic is that I can't tell my boss to flip off because he can fire me. So I said, well, if you want rights, you have to give them to the other person, too. He said, no, that doesn't work. I just don't get how anyone can justify not wanting rights for everyone, just for themselves. The other huge problem I have is that he won't take any statistics I use, because obviously they're slanted. According to him, the military has the highest recruitment rates it's had since World War II.
Wow.
And everyone loves Bush. People agree with the war, it must be good.
The highest recruitment rates since World War II. Wasn't there a draft during World War II? I thought there was.
Yeah, there was absolutely a draft.
Right. So you can't count... So there was no recruitment rate in World War II. Of course, it's higher than then.
A lot of people joined.
This is your show, it's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update last night, I believe, in regards to the new poll. Or did I? You know what? Now I'm thinking I might not have done that.
I don't remember getting it.
Yeah, I think we just announced it on the air. This means I need to send out an update in regards to the new poll, which is at poll.freetalklive.com. In fact, no, I didn't. Poll.freetalklive.com is where you go to cast, and it's not really a vote. You're sort of letting us know how old you are. It's a demographic survey, essentially, is what it is. Because we're curious. We've sort of always presumed, and just based on circumstantial evidence, like who calls in, and sort of looking at the bulletin board systems as far as who's input their ages over time, how old our audience is. But now here's a great way to find out for sure. And this is valuable to us, simply because sometimes program directors ask, sometimes advertisers ask more often than not, who listens to Free Talk Live?
Yes, absolutely. The advertisers consider this to be, well, for one, they've never heard Free Talk Live.
Right.
They don't know what it means. Yesterday, I was on the phone with a guy for, I think, 15 minutes trying to explain what a libertarian was.
Wow.
He didn't know what it was. He said,
and this guy's a buyer for a major company that advertises on lots of talk radio.
Right. He had no idea. Really, when I say he had no idea, he said, libertarian, would it be safe to say that you're ultra liberal then? And I said, no, it would not be safe to say that. And I went on to explain it to him and talked to him about a few different issues, and amazingly, he's libertarian too.
What do you know?
Yeah, well, what a surprise. When I spin it the right way, we're all libertarians.
So poll.freetalklive.com to register with us your age and gender. It's an anonymous poll, so head on over there. You will need to be registered for the BBS. That, of course, is free. poll.freetalklive.com. We really would appreciate that. Oh, yeah, and we'd appreciate it if you shopped with us at Amazon. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We've got a percentage of any of your purchases if you shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com. So let's continue with the email, Mark. One of our listeners has been in a bit of a at-work controversy, a bit of an argumentative state with somebody who considers themselves a so-called conservative. Of course, they just want to conserve big government at this point. They want to conserve the status quo, not actually make anything smaller.
Right, he's complaining that the guy won't take any of his slanted statistics, but his statistics are just fine.
Mm.
Now, of course, his statistics are fine. The liberal media, that's FTL, slants the stats to make us, freedom lovers, look better. I never believed that there were really these types of people out there. It's sickening, referring to the gentleman that believes this. It's sickening and upsetting that someone wants to hold someone else to their standards, but not hold themselves to those same standards. I'm sorry I've ranted, but it's just that Ohio doesn't have much in the sense of like-minded people. So my question is, how in the world do I deal with this without flat-out ignoring, deal with this guy flat-out ignoring any of the points I make? I'm kind of like Ian. I just can't keep my mouth shut when it comes to what I believe in. Well, first off, that's my advice. My advice is, at this point, I don't think you can... you have to at least not be combative with him. You have to make your points, in most positive sense that you can, because you'll probably never convert him, but being combative with him certainly isn't going to convert him. And
no, definitely not.
There's definitely people that are listening. People hear...
You mean at work?
People hear this, and so they hear the combative style going on,
right.
and they're not going to hear it in the right light either.
You may have somebody come up to you afterwards and say, yeah, why wasn't he listening to you? Or they may actually identify with the things that you were saying, and you may actually convert someone you weren't intending to convert, maybe one of the people that was overhearing the conversation. And I think it's also important to focus on not arguing, but attempting to persuade. And to that end, there's an excellent book. I guess I can't really say it's excellent because I haven't read it yet, but it's based on an audio tape series that I have listened to, so it's the same concepts, by Michael Cloud. He's one of the more preeminent libertarians, and it's available through the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org. It's called Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion. He gives a lot of really great real-life examples of conversations like you're probably having with this guy, and ways to sort of use verbal jujitsu, if you will, and sort of spin things around and persuade instead of argue. And one of the important points, I know you want to jump in on this, but one of the important points is to agree with them, find the issues of agreement, and make it clear how much you agree with them on those issues, and then see if you can somehow over time, not all in one conversation, but over time, sort of slip in like, oh, well, you and I agreed on this, and here's why we agreed, because according to the principle that I follow, and then you can outline the principle, this and this and this, and then you can sort of parlay that into other issues, maybe eventually, that you don't agree on. This isn't going to be a one-time occasion. If you really feel like you want to convert this guy or work on this guy, it's going to take some time.
It sounds very difficult. I don't think it's worth a while. Yeah, he sounds like an authoritarian, period.
Probably. Give him the quiz. That might be an interesting little approach.
It might be.
He might find that interesting. He may rebuff you. He may not want to take it, but go to politicalquiz.com.
Oh, no, his opinion's very valuable to him. I think that he would want to take this quiz. One last thing, he says, I promise. I'm trying to educate the masses with libertarian propaganda, i.e. giving the world's smallest political quiz
to
random people, passing out copies of the Bill of Rights, making flyers telling people they don't have to vote for the lesser of two evils, with many freedom links decorating the bottom of it, including freetalklive.com,
of course. That's awesome. Now, you are aware, though, we do have the Free Talk Live recruiting flyer on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. You may have to scroll down a little bit, but also... in regards to giving this gentleman the world's smallest political quiz, this might be an interesting way to approach it. Show him the quiz, ask him if he'll take it, because it's just the 10 questions. You go to politicalquiz.com, you can take it for yourself. And then once you're done with the quiz, it charts you on a essentially a four-cornered chart: libertarian, authoritarian, liberal, conservative, and then in the middle there's centrist. And what you want to do is show him that and say, before he takes the quiz, where do you think you'll end up? And, of course, he's going to say, well, I'm a conservative. And then he may be surprised with his results, because from what it sounds like, he may very well turn out to be an authoritarian or maybe a conservative-leaning authoritarian.
And there's really nothing you can do with them.
Pretty much.
If somebody believes the government solves all problems and they're in their 40s or 50s, there's just nothing you can do.
Game over. Find somebody else more accepting towards the ideas. And there are plenty of people that are more accepting towards these ideas. What was it, the Zogby poll? Or some poll that was done recently found that there's been between, I think, 13 and 33% of America that has scored libertarian on a variety of different polls. So there's plenty of people out there that are willing to listen. If he's not, move on.
Well, he says he's dressing up like V to get people to look. I just thought it would be fun. I wondered, what's the best way to get people to really listen? If you could pass this question on to Ian,
that's easy.
I'd appreciate it.
Listen to them. Ah. Yeah, it's old sales. It's a sales game.
Yep, ask questions.
Ask questions and listen. Mm-hmm. If you ask questions about them and their beliefs and their belief system and their life, they're going to realize that you're really interested in them. Instead of just being somebody that's spewing politics or spewing out information like we spew on the air every night. Remember, you can't model your personal conversations after what happens on Free Talk Live.
Right.
You're a radio show. It's totally different rules apply.
I think you're making a great point there, because now think about the average voter out there. The average voter is so swayed by meeting a particular politician. For instance, if their house, they absolutely are.
I guess I can't imagine it because I'm not the average voter.
If the guy running for state house comes by, knocks on their door and says, "Hi, I'm Mark Edge and I'm running for state house."
I can imagine that would make an impression.
You know, and it's important to me to handle the issues of education, crime, and property taxes.
Yeah.
Will you vote for me on election day? And you know, the you're pleasant to them. You shake their hand. You have a sort of air of celebrity because you're running for House. You could very well win the House. When was the last time the House rep came by to their door? Probably never. I still remember being in the room when Joe Biden was trying to give his presidential speech. Will I vote for him? Absolutely not. But I remember the guy. It had an effect on me. And I think that
my stomach was ill.
When you listen to people, it has such a huge effect on them. So listening's a good thing. He finally says, "I'm finally."
It's critical, and here's why it's so important. Because if you listen to somebody and you respect their time, for instance, if they're busy, don't interrupt them. Don't monopolize any of their time. Listen to what they have to say. Because if you listen enough, eventually they're going to ask you a question. If you ask them enough questions about them and their beliefs and their life, eventually they're going to realize in their head that, I've been telling this guy everything about my life, but I don't know anything about him. And then they might ask you something.
You know,
that's when you're opening.
And that's the opposite is true when you're dealing with a politician. You should not allow them to get to the point where they're listening to you, because they're only going to agree with everything
you say so that you
vote for them. No. Where do you stand on property taxes? How are you going to handle the property taxes issue? How are you going to handle schools? He wraps up with saying, "I'm finally giving in and amping as well. I think I owe you guys at least $5 a month."
Giving in. Thank you.
And owe us? We don't get the money. We use it for advertising and marketing Free Talk Live.
All right, man. Hour 3's coming up. Story out of Roanoke, Virginia. A sheriff and 12 current and former officers being brought up on charges. What for? I bet you can guess. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Hey,